This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome. The APR News team is providing live hourly updates from the Lake Christine fire in Basalt. The most up-to-date numbers released by the Type 2 response team are that the fire has affected 5,263 acres with 0% containment. The Red Cross is closing the Roaring Fork High School shelter at 3 p.m. and consolidating all residents to the Basalt High School shelter. RAFTA will provide buses between schools at 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. 1,971 people have been evacuated, and all mandatory evacuations are still in place. There are two Red Cross centers set up. Over 110 residents were staying at the Roaring Fork High School, and about 30% are children. Approximately 80 residents have been staying at Basalt High School. Residents that have been evacuated can register for a re-entry tag at the Basalt High School shelter located at 600 Southside Drive in Basalt. All Eagle County evacuation orders in the El Jebel Basalt area are still in place and access is closed. No mandatory evacuations have been lifted at this time. There are 214 personnel addressing the incident, including 6 hand crews, 18 engines, and 5 helicopters. Earlier today, John Hickenlooper appeared with Senator Cory Gardner and Representative Scott Tipton at the Lake Christine Fire Command Center to express their appreciation for ground crews despite limited resources. The Lake Christine Fire is one of many wildfires burning in Colorado, and Governor John Hickenlooper recognized that this means resources must be prioritized.
When you get this many fires at one time, you obviously stretch your resources. And I think what we've been doing, I think what we saw here in the last couple of days, was prioritizing those places where we had the greatest risk.
The Lake Christine's fire's proximity to houses, Highway 82, and power lines meant that it was prioritized ahead of much larger fires like the Spring Fire, when resources such as aircraft and crews were allocated. The number of crew on the ground could be as many as 400 by Monday. In a separate announcement from Pitkin Alert, the Ute Trail is closed for a rescue until further notice. This is Aspen Public Radio broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale.